Good evening, good evening. A very happy Thanksgiving Eve to you this evening. We find ourselves again speeding through another month. We're here almost at the tail end of November. Today is Wednesday, November the 22nd, Thanksgiving Eve. Amen. The day before Thanksgiving. If you are joining us here, we always make the confession where the word of God will change my life and I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Amen. We encourage you to get a hold of that confession. Amen. Incorporate it into your daily confessions. Amen. We say it every Sunday morning. Amen. At our service. Amen. But again, thank you for spending a little time with me here this Wednesday evening. I will try not to take up too much of your time. I know everyone is prepping for Thanksgiving tomorrow. So I have a few announcements and then I have a small devotional for you. And then we will definitely see you this coming Sunday. Amen. If you are in the area. Amen. So a couple of first things. Amen. We do invite you to our in-person service, amen, which is every Sunday, 10 a.m. at the Baca Center in Round Rock, amen. If you need any more information, directions, whatnot, you can Google Baca Center in Round Rock, Texas, amen. Or on our website, we have all the information listed there as well, amen. So we do invite you to come out, amen. Be a part of our service, amen, if you're in the Austin area, amen. Every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. at the Baca Center, we have in-person service now, amen. Also, if you aren't able to come to one of our services, amen, we do have a YouTube channel, amen, and we post the Sunday morning service, usually Sunday evenings. Amen. That information is also on the website, but if you are interested, it's if you go into the search link on YouTube and type in FHK church video, amen, it'll pop our channel up. We have a little globe of the world, amen, and it says FHK church video, amen. Again, we post our Sunday morning services, usually Sunday evening. They're up, ready to be viewed. Amen. So, if you can't join us in person, definitely join us on YouTube. Amen. I am also relaying a message from the pastors. Amen. They are praying and wishing you a happy Thanksgiving. Amen. This past Sunday, we had our Thanksgiving service, which you can view on YouTube. Amen. But we have been praying for those of you traveling. Amen. To family, from family. Amen. Psalms 91. Amen. God safeguard our household prayer. Amen. We have been praying the safety of the Lord watch over you, amen, as you are traveling to your destination and as you travel home, amen. But as we are praying, you also have to do your part, amen. So just be sensitive to the Holy Spirit, amen. Follow His instructions, be prayed up, amen. Follow the unction of the Holy Spirit, you know. You might have a Thanksgiving routine, but how many of us know God's routine is better? Amen. So you might be saying, well, we go this way every year to grandma's house or whatever, you know, amen. But the Holy Spirit might be leading you a different way. Amen. And it's important that we follow that direction of the Holy Spirit. And you might be thinking to yourself, oh, come on, Andrew. I go this way every time for Thanksgiving to see my family. But you know what? It's those small little times that we don't listen to the Holy Spirit that we find ourselves getting in trouble. Amen? That something goes awry. Amen? And when that happens, amen, it's not God's fault. Amen? It's not God's fault. It falls on us for not listening and not obeying. Amen? And it's usually just the simplest thing as go this route instead of that route. Amen? But as humans and creatures of habit that we are, you know, it's like, I always go this way. We always go this way. And you know what? That little bit of disobedience can get us into trouble. Amen? But as I have mentioned, amen, we pray a safe and blessed Thanksgiving for you. Amen? Traveling mercies, the angels of the Lord go before you and watch over you. Amen. The blood of Jesus watches over you and protects you. Amen. Psalms 91, God safeguard our household. Amen. God watches over you and protects you. Amen. As you travel to your destination and as you come back home. Amen. We know you will have a blessed Thanksgiving. Amen. So, if you are a new visitor, we welcome you here. Amen. We say welcome to First His Kingdom Family Church. Amen. We appreciate you spending a little time with us here. Amen. And as always, each and every one of you that continues to stay faithful with First His Kingdom Family Church, those of you who continue to listen in every Wednesday evening, we say thank you so much. We appreciate you greatly. Amen. And with all of the announcements and encouragement out of the way, so to speak, let's jump into this small devotional that I have for you this evening. Again, I'll try not to take up too much of your time. Amen. It is entitled, I Lift Up My Heart. I Lift Up My Heart. And if you're taking notes or if you have your Bible, you can turn to Psalms 92:1, amen, and I'll read what it says. It says, it is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to the Most High, amen. Again, it is good to give thanks to the Lord and sing praises to the Most High, amen. That was Psalms 92:1, amen. In my devotional that I'm reading out of this month entitled The Month of Thanksgiving. Amen. It was praise and thanksgiving for this month. Amen. And every day it just kind of went over different things to thank the Lord about. Amen. That November is a month of thanksgiving. Amen. A time of great joy as we remember all the things God has done for us. Amen? So, again, I lift up my heart. Amen? It says, Heavenly Father, I rejoice and give thanks to you because you fill my life with so many good things that I overflow with feelings of thankfulness. Amen? Again, it says, Heavenly Father, I rejoice and give thanks to you because you fill my life with so many good things that I overflow with the feelings of thankfulness. Amen. I pray that you take some time out this evening or even tomorrow morning before you see family. Amen. And just spend a little extra time with the Lord before you have that big amount of time spending with family. And just thank him. Amen. Thank him that he has brought us through almost another year. Amen. We're almost finishing up with this month of November. Amen. And if you've been to the stores or the supermarket, you can already tell Christmas is here. Amen. It seems like Christmas shows up earlier and earlier every year. Amen. But again, it says, I praise you, Father, and I thoroughly enjoy the abundance of blessings you bring to me because of who you are. Amen. Again, It says, I praise you, Father, and I thoroughly enjoy the abundance of blessings you bring to me because of who you are. Amen? How many of you know that just as your earthly father wanted to bless you or always wanted to bless you or always wanted to take care of you, that is the same as our Heavenly Father. Amen? The same as our Heavenly Father. As it says, I thoroughly enjoy the abundance of blessings you bring to me. Amen? Because of who you are. Amen? Who is he? He is our Heavenly Father. Amen? And he wants the best for us. Amen? It says, how can I not be thankful for each bite of food when I love the provider with all my heart? Amen? Again, how can I not be thankful for all the bite of food when I love the provider with all my heart? Amen? And speaking of food, I know all of us are looking forward to Thanksgiving tomorrow. Amen? Again, take some time out tomorrow and just spend some time with the Lord and thank him for how far he has brought you and I this year into this month of November. Amen? From January to November. Amen? Just spend a little time and thank the Lord. Amen? That Lord, January 1st, 2023, amen, all the way to November 23rd, 2023, amen. It says, it is good to give thanks to you and sing your praises because it pleases you and lifts up my heart to you, amen. Again, it is good to give thanks to you and sing your praises because it pleases you and lifts up my heart to you, amen. By thanking you, I send you my love. Amen. By thanking the Lord, amen, we send him our love. Amen. Did you catch that? It says, by thanking you, I send you my love. Amen. By singing your praises, I send you my love. Amen. By singing your praises, I send you my love. Amen. And finally, I thank you for the joy you put in my heart. Amen. The joy of the Lord. There is nothing better than having the joy of the Lord in your heart. Amen? So again, I pray you have a blessed Thanksgiving tomorrow. Amen? I know a lot of you will be joining family. Amen? So we pray, amen, that you have a blessed Thanksgiving. We pray you are an example to those who might not be Christians. Amen? Those family members that we have that we're still praying in, amen, if they are there, amen, just love them and be the best example you can of our Heavenly Father, amen, because at the end of the day, you know, us being an example is the best part a non-believer can see, amen. I know right now there seems to be a stigma with the term Christian, amen. A lot of folks in the world, when they hear someone say, I'm a Christian, they get turned off immediately because they think of Christians who maybe be harsh with their words, you know, telling people that haven't accepted the Lord that they're going to hell and they're living in sin. And even though that all may be true, amen, there's still a loving way to point that out, amen, to be soft about that, not to be soft in their sin, but be soft in the way to minister to them, amen. And whenever you are speaking to a non-believer, it is always, always most important to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit and be led by the Holy Spirit on what the Holy Spirit wants you to say. Amen? And to use the words he gives you. Amen? Not to fill in our own words, but be sensitive to the Holy Spirit when he tells you, this is what I want you to tell them. Amen? And just word for word, repeat exactly what the Holy Spirit puts in your heart to share with them. Amen? If you don't go outside of that, if you don't add your own thoughts or your own ideas, amen, at the end of the day, amen, they will be ministered to. Amen. That seed will be planted in their spirit. Amen. And praying that laborers will come across their path. Amen. And water that seed and pray, keep praying for them. And you know what? Eventually, God's going to get a hold of their heart and Father, and they are going to come to the Father. Amen. And that's ultimately what we want. Amen. We want all of our loved ones, our families, our friends, our relatives, in-laws and outlaws, all to come to the Lord. Amen. So I just encourage you tomorrow when you're with family. Amen. Be the best example you can of our Heavenly Father. You know, be cautious of your words. Be cautious of your conversations that you get involved in. Amen. And ultimately, just remember to be the best representation of our Heavenly Father. Amen. And with that said, amen, we again pray you have a safe and happy Thanksgiving. Amen. We know you will be traveling safe to your destination and back home. Amen. And we look forward to hearing all the praise reports this Sunday. Amen. If you can join us. Amen. 10 a.m. at the Baca Center. And if not, you can find us on YouTube, FHK Church Video. Amen. So have a blessed rest of your week. Again, have a blessed, happy Thanksgiving tomorrow. And we look forward to seeing each and every one of you this Sunday for our Sunday morning service at the Baca Center. Amen. And again, join us next Wednesday. Will be our healing service. Amen. Pastor Jesse and Pastor Rose will be with you to once again have our healing service, which is the last Wednesday of each month. Amen. So be blessed. Be prayed up. Again, be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Follow His instructions. Amen. We are praying for you, and we know you will have a happy and blessed Thanksgiving. Amen. So again, appreciate you spending a little time with us here this evening. Again, have a happy Thanksgiving, and we will see you bright and early Sunday morning, 10 a.m. at the Baca Center. Amen. Be blessed.